Hello and welcome to The Disruptive Author. My name is Deborah Fay and I'm the CEO and the founder of Disruptive Publishing and now also the editor-in-chief of The Disruptive Author magazine. Now, very exciting. Issue one went out early last month with Rebecca Sawyers on the cover. And those who have listened to her interview were so moved by her journey and her dedication to her cause meant to rise. So I couldn't be happier with our launch. That was exactly what I was hoping to achieve. And today we're going to be talking to another of my authors and we're going to be talking about the art of manifesting. So something completely different to what we did with Rebecca. Now, this will be for all aspiring authors, as well as for published authors who actually want to make a living from their writing and want to be able to create the lifestyle that they want. So there's a few things that I guess seem to get in the way consistently when I'm talking to authors about moving forward and creating the life they want. Things like money and time. You know, just in getting their book written. But identity is a really big thing. And our guest today, we've been talking about this a lot over the years. Who am I to write a book? Who am I to get paid to do what I love? Who am I to be a successful author? You know, these are the sorts of things that go around all of our minds and make it seemingly impossible to even conceive of the idea of getting to a place where we're getting paid to write and do what we love. So I am really excited to be joined today by the manifesting queen herself, Paula Burgess, who is an author, a co-author and contributing author to 7 books. And Paula's going to tell us the secrets that we need to know to be able to manifest what we want for ourselves. So welcome, Paula.
Thank you very much for having me here. I love it. Yes, manifesting. I love it.
Yes, I know. And whenever we talk about it, your energy level, mine too, I will admit, just goes through the roof. It's fun. It's exciting. And there's an element to it that it's like a game.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Definitely.
So let me start by asking you for the listeners, what are your books about? What do you write about?
So I started off writing about ADHD and everything that sort of came along the road with ADHD. Mm-hmm. And as my business grew and my son developed, matured, probably not is a better word, my focus kind of went away from ADHD and moved more into my business. So now I write around my business and having a successful business and helping other parents be able to have the business they want around their special needs kids, because that's what I've got.
Okay. So I'm going to sort of go straight into the next question, which was going to be, what was the drive for writing? And you touched on your son.
Yes.
So your son has ADHD?
Correct. Yeah. So definitely he is a driving force behind a lot of things for me. Yeah. Keeps me going, that's for sure, and keeps me motivated. But definitely he was the driving force behind my first soul book and that just needed something for other parents that were going on that ADHD road to be able to refer to and understand that somebody else is doing it with them. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, even though sometimes it feels like there's not. Mm. So definitely that got me started on the road to writing a book to help other parents.
Wonderful. And a great drive, I think, very worthy. So when was it that you first were published? How many years ago now?
Yeah, so 6 years ago now, so 2014, my first published book for being a contributing author. Mm-hmm. So I was actually halfway through my ADHD book and I kind of lost a bit of faith in myself and I did the whole, who am I to be writing about this, and
yeah,
put it aside.
We were talking about before.
Yeah, absolutely. So I put it aside and went, I can't really do this, and stopped. And then you asked me to contribute to Parenting a Child on the Spectrum and I went, well, maybe I can do this. And I did my chapter and submitted it, and that kind of then triggered me to then finish the rest of my book. So technically the first one was Parenting a Child on the Spectrum as the contributing author, but my first soul book didn't, I think it came the year after that.
Yeah, not too long after.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was just so last century now, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Feels like it. Only a few years, but just so much has happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look at you now. Look, there's just no stopping you. So, and there's more books to come, which we'll talk about soon.
Yes.
So how long had you actually been thinking? So you said you're in the middle of writing your book. How long had that been going on for? A year, several years?
Probably only a few months. Okay. I really hadn't thought much about writing a book before.
Okay.
So I was just sort of, someone mentioned it to me and I was like, that sounds like a great idea. And I started it and sort of dabbled in it.
What a good idea. Let's write a book. Yeah.
That's right. So it wasn't too long. It's probably 6 months maybe. And then I just put it down and left it.
Okay. No worries. So, becoming an author then wasn't the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for you. It really was a means to an end and part of a bigger picture.
Yeah, definitely. I never even fathomed becoming an author. I'm a maths girl. My strong point is numbers. It is not English or grammar or anything like that. So there was no way I could think about being an author. And then when I did write, I realized that that's what you have editors for. You just get the words on paper and the editors fix the rest. Yeah. So then it just started writing and, it was like just 1,000 words a night or whatever it was. And
just remarkable.
Yeah. Created my book. So.
Look, that's just inspiring in and of itself. You know, your story to becoming an author and your lack of belief in yourself mm-hmm. and now the fact that you just did it anyway and you just kept putting, I was just going to say one foot in front of the other, but one word after the other.
Yes.
Until you got there and then you got the right help. And here we are today, 7 books and more to come. Mm-hmm. So, very inspiring and I applaud you right there. So tell me then about your work. What is it exactly that you do and how did you get into that?
Yeah, so basically I started my business as a virtual assistant assisting financial planners because my background's in financial planning. Mm-hmm. So I was doing the administration for financial planning and then that side of things grew as I needed to find work in the December-January period when the financial planners were quiet. Okay. So, and then I started coaching parents of ADHD kids. But as I said, then my life changed and I grew kind of away from that. And now I focus on the VA, so the virtual assistant work, and my OBM work, which is online business manager. So I'm now working with businesses to grow and develop and get procedures and systems and everything in place and coaching those parents that want to have a business around their special needs kids and have a successful business so we can get that beautiful work-life balance and have that flexibility. So when the school rings and says you need to pick up your child, you can just go and pick up your child and you don't have to answer to anyone.
Mm-hmm. And anyone that's listening right now that has a child that doesn't fit the neurotypical box, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Correct. Right there. That's right.
All right. And we'll just both have a little giggle about that to ourselves. Yes.
Definitely.
So even your writing reflects your journey. So you started out writing about the parenting aspect and ADHD, and then you've just gone very much into the practical with your most recent book, Startup.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is available on Kindle.
Yes.
Yes. So, that very much reflects, that's quite a journey. So as an author, you don't have to just stick with one thing, do you?
No.
If you're a writer, you're a writer, and there's nothing. You're probably thinking to yourself, "I'm a writer, I'm a writer," and that's so not what you used to think, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, so there's no one that can't do this. So let's then talk about manifesting. Mm-hmm. How did you become known as the manifesting queen, or when did you realize that you actually had the power to manifest?
Yeah, so I think everybody's got that power to manifest. You just have to believe it. And I always watched my sister go through and just pretty much get whatever she wanted, and she still does it to this day.
Wow.
And I was just like, wow, wish I could do that. But it wasn't until I actually got my car. So I, 3 years ago, I got my dream car, being a BMW, a nice little sports car. Mm-hmm. And I sat back and went, wow, I manifested this.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it's just exploded, because I've got that belief, because I've proved it to myself that I can actually be a really strong manifester.
So you just know it now. It's just a knowing that you have. And I notice, you know, even down to little things, like recently you were talking about how much you love working at BMW when your car's being serviced. And within a few days, you'd manifested a broken down car so you could go back and work at BMW and get more work done on it.
Correct. I know. It took me a little while to realize that. And it was probably like the next day I said to my husband, oh my God, I've manifested that breakdown. And he goes, what? What do you mean? And I said, well, I love being here. So the universe is giving me that option to be here more because the car broke down. So yes. And then I went, right, I have to be so careful what I ask for.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Need to be careful what we're thinking about all the time and what we're focusing on and where we're giving our attention and our energy.
Yep. Absolutely.
So do you actually have a system? And here's, let's get to the nitty gritty here. And this is what everyone really wants to know. Do you have a system or a set of steps that we could follow to manifest our dreams of either becoming a published author or building a life around our writing, where we get paid to write and we can actually create a dream, that a life that, you know, we would love to live. Can you help us with those steps?
Absolutely. So this is something that I often go through with my team. So my team and I set goals every 90 days. So we have big planning sessions twice a year, and the other months we just get together frequently and set our goals. Mm-hmm. And the way I teach them is, my motto is think it, feel it, live it.
Wow.
Yes. So I always say that. I'll always say those three things: think it, feel it, live it. And that's what you have to do when it comes to manifesting. So my system is, I sit down every morning and I write exactly what I want. So let's say we go back to manifesting my car. So my car was, I would write, and this was coming for years and years. I basically, I wanted a BMW since as long as I can remember. And I've always told everybody I would own a BMW. So if you wanted to be a writer, you tell people you're a writer. You introduce yourself as, I'm a writer, and you have to believe that. But the more you say it, the more you will believe it.
So you get used to it.
Yes, absolutely. So I had said forever I was buying a BMW, and when I bought it, nobody was surprised. They were like, yep, we knew you'd have a BMW because you always said it.
Just a matter of time.
That's right. And then I get very specific about it. And depending on when you're setting your goal, so if you want to be a writer, you know, in 2 years, and you want to be a writer that wants to be a self-sufficient writer in 5 years, then you set that goal. It doesn't necessarily mean if you don't reach that goal then and there that you failed. It just means it might happen the next year. It might happen 3-6 months later or something like that. But you're giving the universe a guide on where you can go with it and what, and you're also giving your brain a thought process on how you're going to get there. So I was writing for years. I'd say that I was going to have a BMW, and then probably about 5 years beforehand, maybe three to five years, I started writing it, and then 3 years out I got very specific. So I went to BMW, I chose the car I wanted, I knew exactly what I wanted. So you have to be exact. So when you were talking about writing and being you know, that supporting you, what does that look like? You know, what does that mean for you? How much income do you want from it? What are you going to do with your time? Are you going to write more? Are you going to spend more time with your family? Get really, really specific about it.
So you mean when you've got what you want, what are you going to do?
Correct. Okay. That's right. That's right. So for me, mine was a black BMW with a red interior and a few other things, and the particular model, and I got very specific about it. Then the next step is actually starting to feel it. So have days where you live like you are that writer that you want to be. So whether that means you're going away in a really lovely apartment and writing in front of the water or whatever, then live that, get a feel for that. So with me, I took the car for a drive. So I got a feel of how that car was, how it felt.
So what you knew it, the what feeling.
Yeah, so I knew the feeling. And then what you have to do is then you start living like you are that person. So for me, I was driving a Hyundai Getz, and every time I drove in my Hyundai Getz, I envisaged the BMW emblem being in the middle of the steering wheel.
You could have even got an emblem and stuck it on couldn't you? Yeah. That would have made it more real.
That's right. But in my head, I wasn't driving a Hyundai Getz. I was driving a BMW.
Yeah.
So I was feeling it every single day when I was there. So as a rider, just feel it. Get up in the morning and write something. You know, put yourself in the space you want to be in that you're working towards your goal. And then when it comes time to actually, and you'll just start seeing it unfold, you also got to think about how you're going to get there. So what do you need to do to get there? And that's where my 90-day planning comes in with what I do with my team, is we set the goal and then we work backwards through the planning on the steps we can do to get there. Okay. So how many books do you need to be, to look for it, to look after you, and what do they need to be, you know, what's the profit on them? So you need to be working through all of that to know how to actually get to those steps. And then, so you can't just go, here's the goal, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You've just got to work towards that. So, you know, as it turned out, to come back to my car story, when it came time for me to buy the car, it was a year earlier than I'd planned because just circumstances happened.
Yes.
But I had put June... 2018. I bought it 2017, and I put June, and so they rang me up and said, we've got a car available. And I said, is it black with red? Now, there was no black with red interior anywhere in Australia, and I couldn't get it anywhere. And they said, no, it's grey and black. And I said, all right, come and have a look, because the grey sounded really nice. And I had a look and I said, nah, don't like it. And I said, I'll wait till one comes available. And then they had a look at the computer and they said, well, there's none here in Australia. I'm like, I know that. And I said, I'll just have to order one. But it was $20,000 to order one, $20,000 more to order one. So I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh no, from July, you actually can't order this car anymore. And so therefore, all hope of having that particular car had gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I have to reassess my goals and what I'm going to do with that. And then luckily I had a really good sales rep. She went away and she came back and she said, we'll take the red interior out of another car and put it in your black car that we've got. And you've got the car that you've been manifesting for years. So that's amazing. When I went, oh my God, I manifested this car because it didn't even exist.
Yeah.
So it is possible.
Proof.
That's right. And I had all the steps to get there. I knew in my budget it was 2018, but because of the deal they gave me, I could come to 2017 and get it. So I had all the steps to work on my budget. I'd done the driving of it. I'd felt it. I lived it because I was telling everybody I was going to buy a BMW. So that's the key, is just believing that you can do it and think it, feel it, live it.
So I feel like there's a couple of really important things in what you said that are probably subtle, but we often say, you know, when kids grow up and, you know, so one kid grows up and becomes a lawyer and it's like, I knew they always loved debating growing up,
yep.
You know, so they were sort of living it all the time anyway.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah. So, and the other thing was something you said then, it sort of just thinking or having the belief that it's just a matter of time, not whether it will or not happen. It's just when.
Correct.
When will it happen?
Yep.
And what's it going to look like when it happens? And
that's
what's it going to feel like when it happens?
Correct. And don't get too tied up on the time frame. A lot of people go, but what if I don't make it by then? Who cares?
It's certainly not worth giving up, is it, your goal? No. Just because it might not happen on the day that you decide.
Correct. That's right. Mm. It's your goal. Nobody cares if you're going to reach it on that date anyway, only you. Yeah. And it does, just because you don't reach on that date, you might get it 2 months later. You just don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah.
So you just put a date there and it's amazing what happens.
I love Deepak Chopra has the four A's of manifesting, and that's awareness, which so you talk about think it.
Yep.
Attention, also thinking it, is just giving it the attention that it requires, whatever
Correct.
It is that you want to manifest. And that's you with your planning.
Yep.
Then alignment, that's, you know, feeling it, getting into the space and allowing it. So living it is actually aligning with it coming into your being, into your existence. So, and then finally allowing, letting it happen.
Yep.
When it's ready, it will happen. Just correct. Let it. Don't just that's get right. out of the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So I certainly haven't manifested a BMW, but little funny little story. I did manifest a Zip Tap about a month ago. Denise Duffield Thomas, whom we both love, that's the lucky bitch for those of you who are listening. She's well worth following around money mindset.
Definitely.
Yeah. She was talking about having the Zip Tap and how it made her feel rich. And I thought, oh, I'd really like a Zip Tap. And within 24 hours, my husband came home and their work had had a clean out. And he said, oh, I've bought this Zip Tap home. We can put it in and have it here. They don't want it. You know, it's a few thousand dollars worth of equipment. And they just didn't want it in the shed anymore. So, yeah, bought it home, brand new Zip Tap. Yay. Yep. Manifesting. I thought, thank you. That was great. So, yes, it's fun. It yes, is actually
totally.
Fun, like a fun exercise to get into and mm-hmm. takes you out of that drudgery of, oh, my God, I've got to get this and I've got to get that and I've got to make it work. And that whole hard work thing, I think, just brings your energy right down and you can't manifest from that space. Yeah. Can you?
No, not at all.
No. So there's only one other question that I want to ask you today. So you and I can talk forever and ever. I can probably talk with most people forever and ever, but you and I in particular, and there'll be more about that later.
Yes.
But just for a final question. So it's been great today. Just want to know from you, what is next for you? Do you actually have more books to write?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. How could I be friends with you and not have more books to write?
Yes. Like, really? Exactly, exactly. You've got to have the same values.
Yeah, so we've got it's funny, I've manifested this one. So I've been wanting to write a book on manifestation. And then with my startup book, we were talking a few months ago with the next part of the series should be around numbers mm-hmm. for your business and stuff. So I thought, yep, that's a great idea. So I shelved manifesting, but I hadn't started on the numbers one yet because I really couldn't get over the fact that I wanted to do the manifestation one first. But I knew the numbers one made sense. So yeah. I was like, oh, and then now that we're talking about it, we can now move that into a book. Yes. And then there's my manifestation one. So now I can get onto my numbers one because clearly the manifestation one's half done.
Exactly. And the exciting thing for those people that are listening today is that very, very soon there is a book about manifesting coming. You'll be able to grab it for yourself and you'll be able to read through this and follow these steps for yourself and start making things happen. You know, move from aspiring author to published author, move from published author to paid writer, paid to write books, paid to sell books, and just being able to create the dream author life that you want to create. So totally. It'll all be in writing for you. You'll be able to follow it step by step, and written by the master herself.
BMW creator.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Ah, lovely. All right. Thank you so much for your time today. Love Thank talking you for to you me. Always and love working with you. Love your yes. books. Awesome. And yes, looking forward to what's coming.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. It's always great.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.